Blog Talk Radio. Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you're a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time. And hello to all of you who will be listening via iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Player.fm, Overcast.fm, Google Play, Learn Out Loud, and, of course, my growing Blog Talk Radio community, and those who may be joining me in the chat room. I hope you are having a great start to your week, and today's sponsor is Audible.com, who has more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products, and you can get a free audiobook of your choice by going to www.audibletrial.com/get organized, and later I will be sharing my audiobook selection for this week. Well, tonight, our topic, our subject is regain your time and reduce your stress by using a driving service. A lot of people think it's, you know, it's beyond their budget. They wouldn't even think about it. But I wanted to bring Tom Furco on to share how we can really reduce stress and regain back some time, especially as we're moving into this holiday season. So I can't wait to share my interview with you. And, of course, I will be sharing with you my product suggestion, app suggestion, as well as my repurpose suggestion for this week. And I want to thank all of you on my social media platforms for answering my question of the week, which is, what is the longest distance you've driven? And I got all kinds of answers. Somebody drove from Vancouver to California, from New York City to L.A., and that was about 3 days, from Cocoa Beach to Oklahoma City, from Peterborough, England to Paris, France. Somebody drove about 14 hours. Somebody drove from New Jersey to Toronto. So thank you so much for sharing, and be on the lookout for next week's question. So before I share with you my interview with Tom Furco of Your Executive Driver, I did my Google search this week, and it was Metropia, Metropia, like Wikipedia was Metropia, and congestion causes stress. Of course, whether you're late getting somewhere or really just want to get home, stalling at an intersection while the light turns green more than once can make anyone itch with anxiety. But stress itself can cause changes to your behavior, personality, and ability to make decisions. Studies have even suggested links from everyday stressors, such as sitting in traffic, to anxiety or mood disorders that manifest later in your life. So again, I'm going to repeat that. It said, stalling at an intersection while the light turns green more than once can make anyone itch with anxiety. And that's the worst thing you want to deal with when you are either a presenter, a speaker, or going to a business meeting, which is why you should really consider using a driving service. So Your Executive Driving Service lets you travel in the comfort of your own vehicle while you relax, conduct business, have phone, text conversations, or enjoy conversations with friends, knowing your executive driver is professionally trained, licensed, and insured, and is leaving but driving to your executive driver. So I'm going to be sharing with you my interview with Tom Furco of Your Executive Driver Service. Well, listeners, it's getting closer and closer to the holiday season, and I thought it would be great to talk to someone who has a service that could help us save time as well as save us money. And tonight we are talking to Tom Furco of Your Executive Driver. Good evening, Tom.
Hi, Janet. How are you? And hello to all of your listeners along the line.
So, Tom, before we get into how your service can save people time and money, what made you decide to start the driving service?
Wow, that's a great question. And, Janet, your executive driver service came out of a sense that there was a gap in the industry of transportation. And I'll explain. You know, there's driver app services like Uber and Lyft, and they're great. And then there's the next level, which is chauffeur-driven limousines, and they're great too, but they're expensive and they can be overkill for some situations. So in between there, what do you have? You have an executive driver, a professionally trained chauffeur that comes to your home. You get in the back seat in the comfort of your own car, and he drives you to wherever you need to go. That's the gist of it. A service that fits in between the driver app services and the high-end professional chauffeurs.
Wow. And, you know, when you were talking, I actually had a client who had somebody do that for her because she was constantly going to meetings, but she liked the comfort of her car. And because, like you said, it just takes all of the anxiety and stress out, that worked best. And it's like that in-between because sometimes people don't have the budget for a chauffeur, but then they want something a little above the Uber and the Lyft, et cetera. So when it comes to commuting, how do we, like, waste time when we really try to do everything? You know, we try to jump in the car, drive where we have to go, and just try to do everything.
Well, for the business person, it becomes apparent to me. You've prepared for your presentation. You're groomed for the morning. You look great. You hop in your car, and you have the stress of the windshield time to get an hour or maybe sometimes more to that appointment to make the presentation. Wouldn't it be better served to just be able to hop in the back seat of your car, you know, review your presentation notes or check your emails and texts that you have to reply to, or simply relax and be prepared for that meeting in a different way, refreshed and stress-free when you arrive? It's a unique way of taking advantage of that windshield drive time and turning it into productive business time in the backseat of your own car with a professional driver.
Wow. I mean, I like the way you said that. Turn that drive time into productive time when you have somebody else behind the wheel of a car, which was my next question, is like, how do people get back the time? But you already shared that, you know, with checking emails, you know, checking reports, doing preparing for presentations. There's so many different ways that people can truly get back their time.
Absolutely. It's true. And doesn't that make you feel so much more relaxed and even more productive in your day-to-day activity when you don't have the stress of that driving, the traffic, you know, trying to stay focused on driving but getting prepared in your mind for the meeting or the presentation that you have to. Geez, just let all that stress go and let someone else do the driving for you. It's a much more relaxed approach to getting to meetings. Some of my clients have several meetings throughout the course of the day. They may stop in one place at 10 o'clock. They may need to get to another client by 1 o'clock. another one in the mid-afternoon, 2:30, 3 o'clock. All of that drive time can be spent in the back seat, either on a laptop or on a phone, or just decompressing or writing up notes from the previous meeting, so that you don't have to waste that extra time in the evening in your hotel or in your home. So there's all kinds of ways to take advantage of that free, stress-free drive time.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And also, I was thinking, Tom, as it gets closer to the holiday season, because not only do people have meetings to go to, they have to go to all the different events and parties and et cetera. So that could be a benefit as well as using your service.
Absolutely. You know, having a professional driver as your designated driver for the evening to take you to the evening social event, so you don't have to feel concerned about, your driving capabilities or abilities. You can enjoy the party and relax and leave and come home whenever you want on your schedule. That's a great way to enjoy the holiday celebration without the stress of having to drive or thinking about driving as well. Let someone else handle that for you.
Yeah, and also I was thinking, you know, as a woman, sometimes it's always the issue, okay, where are we going to park? Do we have to park too far away? And it's like an extra security measure because, you know, you don't have to worry about, you know, walking all the way down that street and around the corner and in the, you know, that parking garage that looks like it's nobody there. So that's another reason why people should just use a driving service like yours.
That's a very valid point that I hadn't considered. You know, the safety and protection of your person, yourself, in sketchy areas that you'd have to park in. Absolutely. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So it does. So it really saves you time. It saves you money because you don't have to really worry about all those other different little expenses. So Tom, so how can, one, people get in contact with you? How can they use your service?
Well, that's a great question, too, and thank you for letting me provide that information to your audience. Your executive driver, the best contact number is our phone number for advanced reservations, and that's 484-275-0061. And we like to make advanced reservations with our clients so that they can anticipate what will take place. And just to let you know, your chauffeur, your professional chauffeur, arrives in black suit, black tie. He's professionally trained as a chauffeur, and he knows the area, and he pre-plans your travel itinerary. So we talk to our clients on the phone, understand when they'd like to be picked up, where they're going to, and when they anticipate returning. We wait the whole time that they're at their event enjoying themselves, and just as a professional chauffeur would, greet them at the front door of either the venue or their home at departure time. It's a great way. They can also find us on Instagram. We're also on Facebook and other social media platforms as well. So that's your executive driver. Search it, and we're happy to make advanced reservations for the holiday season for you and your friends.
Well, that's right, listeners. Make advanced reservations. And like I said, it's a great idea, especially for the holiday season. You got to go to one party on this side of town, another party on the other side of town. That way, in between the parties, you can get refreshed, you can get yourself together, and you just go in there like it's just a brand new, fresh event and all nice and fresh. So thank you so much, Tom, for your time. And, of course, listeners, you know I'll have a direct link to Tom and how you can connect with him on the show page. So thank you again, Tom, for your time.
My pleasure. And enjoy the holidays coming up, and my best to all your listeners up and down the line.
That was a wonderful interview. And for those of you who got busy schedules, tight schedules, you're going to be on one side of the town, another side of town, you're speaking, you may be doing a keynote over here and on a panel over there. you know, consider a driving service. And not only that, especially if you're out at night, the safety factor. So you don't have to park your car all the way around the corner and you're walking in heels trying to get to the car, et cetera. So think about that. So I'm going to take a quick break and I will be right back.
Janet Taylor is fabulous. I once heard an interview by Patty Stanger, the Millionaire Matchmaker star. And she talked about how when she sees people, she just sees energy between them. And when I think about Janet Taylor, it reminds me of Patty, because Janet goes into a space and she sees the energy in the space and how to make things work better. Different people have different gifts in life, and this is Janet. She's just amazing. I worked with her about 10 years ago, and she is one of the most remarkable people that has ever been in my office. She just knows what has to get done. Some people have that gift, and Janet has it.
And that is the wonderful Krista Barr. Thank you so much, Krista, for that. Well, our sponsor, Audible, is offering our listeners a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. All you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/getorganized and choose from over 180,000 audio programs. You download a title for free and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/getorganized. That's audibletrial.com/getorganized. My audiobook selection for this week is Stress Management, 14 Easy Strategies for Living a Stress-Free and Relaxed Life. And you will learn what stress is, what is the fight and flight stress coping mechanism, how stress affects our body and mind, different stress types, causes and symptoms, stress diagnosis and stress treatment, self-help stress management tips and techniques, different relaxation and calming techniques, how to revive yourself by embracing mindfulness, and more. So again, my audiobook selection for this week is Stress Management, 14 Strategies for Living a Stress-Free and Relaxed Life. And that's what we all need, not only going into this holiday season, but also going into the new year. Well, are you tired of living with piles? Are you ready to find things the first time you go? Do you want to better manage your time and your life? Then join my Get My Life Totally Organized Facebook group and become a member of a community that will support you and nurture you on your journey to living an organized life. It's a safe place where you can post questions, photos, and videos of your organizing challenges and receive strategies that will help you live an organized life. Now, there is an investment of $7 per month, and that $7 will, of course, give you access to personal strategies from me, also live strategy Q&As, which I just did one right before this podcast. You get to see product reviews. You get to share resources, and there's so much more. So, again, it's an investment of $7 a month. The first 30 days is $1. And for all of you out there who have decided to join, I need you to check your emails, because your emails allows you access to the group. Because even though I could search Facebook and try to figure out who you are, it's better and it's more secure this way. So that way only you will have access. So once you sign up and you pay your $1 fee, you will get an email from me saying, this is what I need you to do. I need you to click this link, send me a signal, a notification, so that I can give you access to the private group. So make sure you're reading your emails so you can join in on all the fun, because we just had a strategy session. someone posted some pictures, and I basically told them exactly from looking at those pictures how they need to tackle that project. And also last week we were doing all kind of little mini organizing challenges, just little things that they could do, no more than 15 minutes, just to kind of keep them on track to getting organized. And then someone wanted to know how to get rid of stuff. Somebody else shared, you know, her strategy. So it's a nice, wonderful, safe community. So just go to my website at janetmtaylor.com and click on the link for the Get My Life Totally Organized group. Well, it's Taylor's tip time. And these are just five things you can do to reduce stress and regain your time. Review your schedule, and I should say better manage your time. You want to always review your schedule daily, making sure that you're not overbooking yourself, you're not going to overwhelm yourself, you're not going to stress yourself because you're trying to squeeze too much into a day. So always review your schedule daily. Always plan the night before, because when you plan the night before, just 15 minutes will save you an hour the next day. Always schedule time to plan, whether you do it on a Thursday, whether you do it on a Friday, a Saturday, or Sunday night. Plan your week. Plan how you will strategically navigate the week, from working to doing things around the house to hanging out with family and friends. Making sure also you get plenty of rest, because that is another thing that sometimes when we are tired, but we continue to do things, it takes us longer to do it than if we were. And, of course, you want to eat right, too, because that helps you reduce your stress. So, number one, review your schedule daily. Number two, plan the night before. Number three, schedule time weekly to plan. Number four, get plenty of rest. And number five, make sure you eat right. And for those of you out there who may need a little help on getting organized, and you just need a little nudge, you need a little accountability on your project, or you just need somebody just to talk it out so you can know how you need to navigate your project. Well, I have virtual strategy sessions. We can do them either via Skype, either Zoom. And if you go to my contact page, we can have a 15-minute session. You can share with me pictures. You can share with me a video, and I can kind of let you know, this is the way you really need to tackle it, because sometimes you just need a second set of eyes to look at a project and give you step-by-step directions on how to get it done. And also, because the upcoming season, holiday season, I will be slashing the prices on my virtual sessions, and I mean slashing the prices. So I will be sharing those with you next week, pre-Black Friday, Cyber Monday special. So, of course, I want to thank all of you for following me via social media, you know, for your likes, your retweets, your sharing. And I am going to be, right now, I'm working on a series of videos. So I'm going to be uploading some new videos, hopefully within the next couple of weeks. So I thank all of you for subscribing. I appreciate you, and I will be more consistent with my content. Some projects just kind of took me off direction, but I'm getting back on track right now. And also be sure to check out my Pinterest board as well, because there's a lot of different ideas and strategies you can use from my Pinterest board. And my Pinterest board, of course, you can check out All About Time. It's All About Time. But I also have other boards as well. Anything from ADD to caring for a parent to mindfulness to minimalism. So please check it out. Well, you know what today is. Today is Monday, and tomorrow is Toss It Tuesday. So I want you to eliminate the clutter near your front door to create an organized entryway, because that's the first thing. You know, we're talking about regaining time. We're talking about reducing stress. We're talking about even using a driving surface. So you want to be able to leave the house, have a smooth transition. So that means being able to find your keys, being able to find your hat, being able to find both your shoes. So just having that smooth transition, not having to come back home and just face clutter. So be sure to, again, eliminate the clutter near your front door to create an organized entryway. So moving along to my app suggestion, my product suggestion, and my repurpose suggestion for the week. And I apologize because for those of you who were in the chat room and I missed you, so I truly, truly, truly apologize for missing you. So my app suggestion is Headspace. Live a happier, healthier life with just a few minutes of meditation a day on the Headspace app. My repurpose suggestion is taking tin cans, mason jars, whatever, to create items that will help you store things within your office space, in your home space. My product suggestion is clear plastic desk drawer organizers from Store-E. And, of course, with my app suggestion and my repurpose suggestion, you can find information about those on my Pinterest board and just check out my board apps that will help you stay organized and my repurpose board for the office as well as my repurpose board for your home as well. And, of course, my product suggestion can be found on my Amazon shop. So, of course, all those links are available specifically for my product suggestion on this product podcast page. Well, I'm excited about my upcoming episodes. Next week is going to be organizing the fridge as we get ready for Thanksgiving. Then, of course, holiday organizing. And then how you can be more organized before the new year as a business owner. How you can be organized before the new year in regards to your life. And then I'm excited because my last show of 2018 will be with Beth Macy, and we'll be just talking about how we're both going to live a more simpler life in the new year. As you know, for the past several weeks, I have been doing life groups, which is the reason why the show has not been aired until 10:30 at night, which is a little bit later for me. I'm so happy to be back at 8 o'clock. But it's interesting doing those life groups, and just to share with you, basically there were three facilitators. I was one of three, and I focused on time management organization. The other young lady focused on financial wellness, which is really budgeting and knowing what you're being realistic about what you can budget and save for. And then, of course, a third presenter was an attorney, and she talked about estate planning and really knowing what you have and how you can create a legacy for when you're no longer here. So it was a great opportunity. It was a wonderful group of women, which I need to post those pictures on social media. But one of the things that governed, and I'm sharing this with you because maybe the light bulb will go off for somebody listening. I was sharing, of course, the different reasons why people cannot get rid of clutter. You know, I talked about hoarding. I talked about deferring and delaying decisions. I talked about perfectionism. I talked about sentimental. And one woman, she said, I now realize why I hold on to stuff. She was involved in a civil war in another country. And during that time, there was nothing. She said everything was scarce. So once things got better and she started acquiring things, in her mind, it was like she really needed to acquire stuff because she just didn't know. She had already experienced a civil war where there was nothing. She didn't want to feel that again. And she realized, and she said, even her children told her, Mom, it's over, but it didn't click. But when I said something, she said it made her really, truly think about the stuff and how she's holding on to it. And so I hope some of you out there will think about that. Think about all the stuff in your home, all the stuff in your life, the stuff in the garage that is continuing to stay in there year after year after year that you never touch, or maybe the stuff in the attic or the basement, or the clothes in the closet you never wear, the jewelry you never wear, the pots and the pans you never use. So think about all of that stuff and how you can slowly, slowly get rid of it. I read a post from a friend, and she's like, I'm trying to get rid of a third of my clothes. But just transitioning yourself. 80% of the stuff we keep, we never reference again. We wear 20% of our clothes 80% of the time. The rest just hangs there. So what is it do you need to let go of so that you not only can live an organized life, but possessions won't be taking over your space, you know, your physical space, your mental space. You will be able to feel more freer and more relaxed and less stressful when you invite people to come over or when they just happen to stop by. Because sometimes people are in the neighborhood. I'm in the neighborhood and I'm coming back. So think about that. Because I know over the next several weeks, I'm going to be going through my stuff. I am going to be hitting every drawer, every box, every container, every shelf. Because I feel like I have a lot of stuff, and I've been blessed with a lot of stuff. But I've learned to live with less. So in that, if I'm learning to live with less, then I don't need to keep things I'm not using. And I'm hoping that you'll begin to think about it the same way. Like, okay, I've got the good dishes, everyday dishes, the special dishes, and the dishes that Grandma gave me. Do you need all those dishes? You know, someone brought a beautiful squash soup to a meeting in one of the dishes that her grandmother, I believe, gave her. Use the stuff. Why waste it? Why waste it? Use it. You know, we buy new shoes and sneakers. We buy new sneakers, but we continue to wear the old ones because we don't want to get the new ones messed up. We buy tons of towels and sheets, but we continue to use the old ones because we don't want to get the new ones messed up. So what is it is in your life that you continue to hold on to and you know it's time to let go? So that's what I just wanted to share with you tonight as you continue your journey on living an organized life, and me too. You know, I've got boxes here, and I'm like, okay, I haven't really fully unpacked because I know this is not my final destination. But do I need to hold on to this stuff and take it where I'm going next? That's my question to me. So I would love for you to share some insight and et cetera. You can always, of course, if you follow me via social media, you can post something there. Of course, you can always go to my website at janetmtaylor.com. Click on the contact page, and then just send a little note that way as well. And also, I would love to know, what do you want to hear in 2019? What topics would you like for me to discuss and bring on as it regards to getting your life organized? It's about your home. It's about your office. It's about your life. It's about your health. It's about your time. What would you like for me to talk about? So please let me know. And again, my quote this week, which I didn't read earlier, is sometimes the most productive thing you can do is relax. So maybe you need to take a moment and relax. Relax and look at your surroundings and just figure out, what do I love and what do I really don't need anymore? Because when we really begin to surround ourselves with the things that we truly love, think about how much better we'll feel when we come home. How much better we'll feel when we're just sitting in our space. Because sometimes we don't even sit in our space because we've got so much stuff going on. So much is the clutter is just adding just busyness. So bring peace and calmness to your space. Declutter. We got a few weeks left. and you can't get organized, which is why we're starting with the refrigerator, because it's the holiday. Then after that, we're going to just talk about holiday organizing and how to get ourselves organized for the holiday, but also how to get rid of stuff. Like, you know, you have not used that Christmas decoration in years, and it is not a family heirloom. Maybe it's time to let it go. And, of course, how, as a business owner, you can get your space, your office, your home office, or your office off-site organized, some things to get your life organized before the new year, because I'm really going to focus a lot on that in 2019. It's time for us to get our lives organized, and it's more than having an organized closet and having organized drawers and having our shoes all nicely lined up. It's about a life organization, one-on-one. And then, of course, my conversation with Beth Macy. I am truly looking forward to that as well. So I truly hope my thoughts and my prayers are with all of those, not only all of those impacted by the fires, but also all of the first responders who are out there just doing their job. Thoughts and prayers with everyone. And, of course, as you head into the week, continue to have a great week. Continue to stay positive and knowing, before I end, knowing that you want to get organized for the new year, and I know you do. Some of you out here listening want to get organized, but don't feel like you have got to do a marathon weekend to get it done. Do one thing. Do a drawer. Do a shelf. Do a container. Do a corner. Do a pile. And if you do that each and every day for how much time you have, so maybe one day you've got a couple hours extra in your day after you've done everything and you still have a little energy left, spend an hour doing something. Or maybe another day you got 4 hours, spend 2 hours doing something. So just continue on that journey. Continue to have that vision of what you want your life to look like. And even if you have to plaster it on a wall, sometimes you got to give yourself a visual. I've given myself a visual because there's some things that I want to accomplish in my own life. So I have one of those posters on my wall, and it's got every single debt that I'm going to pay off. And I'm so happy because I'm on an every 2 month plan right now, and I cross it off because it keeps me motivated. It keeps me getting up. And sometimes maybe you need something that'll keep you motivated. Maybe you get in that basement and you start selling all that stuff that you bought that you're not using. You can take that money and take that vacation, get that massage, buy that chair that you've always wanted. So I hope you have enjoyed this session, enjoyed this podcast. So I want to thank you so much for listening. I appreciate each and every one of you. Please continue to share this with your family or friends and on your social media network. And those of you who have signed up to be a part of the Get My Life Totally Organized group, please, please, please check your emails so you can have access to the group. And please visit my website at janetmtaylor.com. Make sure it's not too late to sign up for my webinar, which is coming up this coming Wednesday, on how to get organized for the holiday. I'm going to make sure I put a link in the show page. So there's still time to register. We had a great time last week for the workshop on 5 keys to manage and grow your business. So that was wonderful, and I love questions. So be sure to register for the webinar this coming Wednesday. So until next time, I want you to have a clutter-free day, but most of all, have an organized week.
Organization is a quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.